Thank you for calling the Roundup Help Team. This is Emmanuel on a recorded call. Hello there.
Hi, Manu. Good day.
Hi.
I have Aisha Goodall on the line, and she's ready for a roundup game.
Awesome. Thank you. Hi, Aisha. It's Emmanuel on a recorded line here. I take it you were looking to see if you can participate in the settlement. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I want to confirm here that you haven't started a claim with any other firm yet. You haven't signed anything physically or electronically, and you'd be able to attest to that. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And then now, was it you or a family member of yours that was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Not me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Hopefully you're doing better now. Do you happen to know the subtype that you were diagnosed with?
Yeah, subtype was diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. And that's the only diagnosis you have? Nothing else or other cancers, right?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for confirming
correct.
That.
That's the only one.
And then around what date were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed back in, she just asked me all this. My brain is on overload right now. My diagnosis was in February 2016.
Okay. Thank you for that. And then did you mostly use the Roundup at home or for work or both?
Yeah. It was at home in my backyard.
In your backyard? Okay.
Yeah.
And then when you were using it at the home, did anybody else get exposed to it and get sick, like friends or family, or were you just the lucky one?
I was the one.
Okay.
I was the one, unfortunately.
Right. You drew the short stick, as they say. What is
mm-hmm.
the address for the where you would have had the most exposure to the product?
425 East Carson Street, 331 Carson, California, 90745.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're also in California, but we are in Orange County. But you said 425
oh, okay.
East Carson Street, Carson, California, 90745?
Yes, 331 Renegade Community. So the number to my home is 331.
Okay. So I'll put number 331. Okay.
Yeah.
And then
it's locked. It's a home. It's not, it's a locked number because of the gated community.
Oh, okay. So then I should just leave it as 425 East Carson Street?
331.
Okay, 331.
But the number is 331.
Okay. So let me put that
there. So you know how you have individual townhomes,
mm-hmm.
and they're separated?
Yeah.
And you have a single home, but they have to be, you know, for mail purposes. That's
right.
The number to my lot, 331. So leave it at 331.
Okay. And then were you between the ages of 18 and 79 when you were diagnosed? Do you recall how old you were?
Yes, I was 41.
41, okay. And then about how many years would you say you used the product for?
12 years.
12 years, okay. So you definitely would have used it for at least 1 year before you were diagnosed and over 10 days, right, altogether?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay. And then this is a list of other ailments that may or may not apply to you. I will put no unless you stop me and say that you were diagnosed with these as well. And it starts with hepatitis B, hepatitis C, HIV AIDS, autoimmune disease, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes mellitus, Epstein-Barr, lupus, other cancers. No to all those, right?
No, yeah, no to all those.
And then are you an organ transplant or no?
No.
And then do you have any family history of cancer or no?
No.
Okay. And then let me put large B cell here again. And then Aisha, I have your name spelled as A-Y-E-S-H-A and then Goodall, G-O-O-D-A-L-L. And then should I put a should I put a middle initial or no?
No, I mean, I have one R, but
R.
It's not necessary. You can, you can't.
I'll put R just because it's, you know, just because we have it.
Okay.
And then can you confirm your gender?
Female.
And then are you married or unmarried?
Unmarried.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between the Roundup and you getting sick? Did you see something online or TV, or did you read something? Did a doctor tell you? Like, how did you make the connection?
I saw a TV commercial.
Okay. And then around when would you say you saw that? Just ballpark, you know, very rough estimate.
Ooh, in and around the same time that I got, that I saw my doctor. So that was when I got diagnosed.
So
I got diagnosed February 2016. So it was around that time.
Okay. So somewhere around February. Okay. We'll put February of 2016. And then this next question asks for your height in feet and inches and then weight.
Height, 5'2". You said height and weight?
Uh-huh.
Weight is 159.
Okay. And then...
And what else was it?
No, you got it there. Height, you said 5'2", and then 159. So that was that for that section. And then your cell phone is 323-244-7287, right?
Yes.
And what would be the best email address for you?
My name, Aisha Goodall. You need me to spell it?
No, I have it here.
Aisha Goodall, Aisha Goodall, the number 7, @gmail.com.
@gmail.com. And then about how many times a month would you say you use the product?
2 to 3 times a month.
Yeah, so we'll say 3 times a month times 12 months, so about 36 times a year, and then you used it for 12 years, so altogether about 432 times. So we'll go with that there. And then obviously, as you mentioned earlier, you said you stopped using the product in February after you got diagnosed. And you used it for 12 years before then. So you would have started using it sometime around 2004. Is that right?
Yes. About April, springish, 2004.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then let me go to this section here. So when you applied it, was it normally the concentrate that you mixed yourself, or would you get the premix that came with the little handle and you sprayed it?
Yeah, it was a sprayer, and it was it was both mixed and concentrated just based on what was available in the store, but I sprayed it.
Okay. So both concentrate and premix sprayed. And then did you normally wear, like, protective gear when applying or no?
No, just like I was, you know, had on a sweatsuit. you know, something to cover my skin.
Sure.
More than anything. Yeah.
Okay. And then this was for residential use. And about how big of an area do you think you would normally spray?
So it'll be my like backyard grass area, rose garden. So what do you mean, in like square feet?
Yeah, so like a 10 by 10 area, or like, you know, how dimensions do you think? Just ballpark, obviously. You know, I'm not gonna ask you to grab a measuring tape and stuff.
I don't know. I want to say maybe 12 by 10 or 12 by 12.
Okay, we'll say 12 by 10 for now. And then let me add a quick note here. Direct spraying for residential use. Okay. And so it was you directly spraying, as you indicated, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me put that here. And then well or city water?
City.
Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange, or no?
No.
Okay. And then when you got the product, was it normally at like a Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, CVS, Target?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Okay.
Well, Home Depot.
Okay. And then obviously you stopped using it many years back, many moons ago, and you probably don't, and I'm just required to ask, but do you have any receipts or empty containers or anything like that, or not really?
No, I wasn't anticipating this.
Sure, exactly. No, that's okay. Not needed. Let me put this here. And then have you ever smoked? Are you a smoker or no?
No. No.
And then are you currently employed, self-employed, or on a fixed income?
I'm working part-time.
Working part-time, okay. And then what's your job title?
I do contract work under an agency. So I just, you know, I do like wellness consults here and there and remote.
Okay. So what name should I put for current employee? Does it vary regularly?
It does vary. I'm under the agency of, it just depends, because contracts, I mean, I have a couple companies that I contract under. You just need one. I can give you one of them. RealQuest Realty is one of them, and I consult for like wellness for that company.
RealQuest Realty. Let me put that here. And then you said you do it remotely, because I see an address in Santa Ana for them. Right?
That's where their base is.
Right, okay.
That's where their RealQuest Realty is, where their base is, but I work remote for them, so I don't go to that office. I don't go to Santa Ana.
Okay, cool. That's not down the street, but like it's in this area here, their office.
Yeah, in your Orange County area. Mm-hmm.
And then did you ever lose any time from work because of any like surgery or treatments related to your condition?
Yeah, anytime I did the treatment, I did have to like take time off of work.
Okay, let me type that up. And then this one just asks if you've been in the military before.
No.
Ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Ever filed for workers' comp or disability?
No.
Ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then other than minor traffic offenses like parking tickets, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then I will find the address. I just need the hospital facility that diagnosed you and the city it's in.
Torrance Memorial Medical Center. If you need, I do have the address if you need it, but if you want to look it up, but
Is that the one
just let
on
me know.
Lomita Boulevard?
Yes,
That's a pretty cool looking building.
3330.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it's nice. Torrance Memorial is a pretty nice hospital over there. Looking hospital, rather. I don't like going to the hospital.
And do you remember your doctor's name?
I do. His name is Dr. Thomas Lowe, and he's an oncologist.
Okay, I see him here. Let me put his info. I have it all here. One second. And let me add this here. And either you or the doctor would have medical records, right?
Yes, the doctor.
Okay. And then, do you recall the kind of treatment that they did for you? Chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, stem cell transplant? Do you recall?
Yeah, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and I have pain medication as well.
Okay. Do you recall the date that they started your treatments?
They started treatment in February on February 16th, 2016,
Oh, good.
which was 4 to 6 days after the diagnosis.
That's good. They got you in quick. I know sometimes, depending on people's insurances that have to wait for approvals, it can be quite a little while. So that's good. And then you already gave me your address, so let me plug that in again in this section. And then we're almost done here. Just a couple
Okay.
more sections. One second, let me. One second, I'm looking for the. Okay, it was 331. And this portion is asking for an emergency contact in case we're unable to get a hold of you for an extended period. And usually they'll only be contacted if we're not able to get a hold of you. Do you want to put an emergency contact or no?
No.
Okay. And then the last section is just for the HIPAA medical compliance form to allow the firm to get a hold of your records, date of birth.
7-11-74.
7/11/74, and then the social.
The full social or the back four?
Just the last four. The firm will need the last four, but I'm sorry, the whole thing. But I can put just the last four.
7234.
Okay. And then I'm gonna go ahead and send you an automated text message with a DocuSign. I won't be able to see what's on the
Okay.
screen, so if you're not sure what to tap, just read out what you see, and then I'll do my best to guide you on what to tap next.
Okay. Okay.
Put this here, and then let me hit. One second, it's saying I'm missing a field. Give me one second. It's not submitting. Never mind, I found. found it. I missed a bubble.
Oh, okay. So.
It's spinning right now. You should get it in a second. Okay.
It's I think I've seen it. I should send you a DocuSign.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot it in the email. Hold on. Do you agree to receive feature SMS messages from DocuSign at this number? It's from my email. Okay, it's opening up now. Okay. What does it say? This envelope is also sent by SMS. Continue. All right. It says something. Oh, I agree to the cookies. What is that? Please read electronic. Continue. All right. All right. So here it is. It's saying Roundup. Roundup weed killer litigation contract employment. Start. Okay, start it. Let's start. So, find accepting the. Okay. And something else. What is this? This stuff is so tiny. So Roundup Weed Killer Litigation Contract of Employment. Sign there. And then after that, HIPAA, the HIPAA document.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me because my internet could be slow sometimes. Are you there still?
I'm here, yes, of course.
Okay. And then next. Oh. 1, 2, 3, signature. Initial. Make sure I covered all bases here.
And you'll know we did it correctly if it lets you tap a yellow finish button.
Oh, okay. I see it. I do see that.
Yeah, because if it doesn't submit, then it means we would have missed something.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Finish, and it's doing something. DocuSign, start sending and signing today.
Yep, you're all
it's
set
finished.
There? Okay, perfect. You're all set. You don't need to sign up for an account with DocuSign. I'm going to text you
okay.
from my direct line as well, so in case you need to get a hold of me for any reason, you know what to call or text. The firm themselves
mm-hmm.
should reach out to you in about a couple weeks. They're just going to call and introduce themselves and then double check my work, make sure I didn't make any spelling errors or anything like that. And then they'll plug you in their
mm-hmm.
system fully. But before then, if you have questions or anything, you can call or text me. You'll also have an email right now with the completed document that you just did. In case you need it for anything, you have it there for
okay.
records. But other than that, I'll let you get back to your day, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye, Isha. Bye.
Okay, bye.